Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Have you noticed there are so many shows opening on Broadway this week? Well, turns out it's no coincidence. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, why Broadway this week is full of new productions. And we'll hear about the past and present of that funky Latin style known as Boogaloo with bandleader Johnny Colon, and a live performance from one of Brazil's finest singers, Paula Morellenbaum. But let's start on Broadway, where April has brought not showers, but a deluge of new productions. Three shows opened last week, seven more, including this one, Leap of Faith, are opening this week. That is a startling 25% of all new shows in the 2011-2012 season. And joining us to explain this phenomenon is the New York Times theater reporter Patrick Healy. Patrick, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, John.
So why are there so many productions opening right now?
There is one answer, and that is the most important date of the year for Broadway insiders, directors, producers, and that is Thursday, April 26th, which is the eligibility cutoff date to be in the running for Tony Award nominations and the actual honors.
So Leap of Faith and Don't Dress for Dinner both open that night. And if something happens and they don't open till the night after, they're not eligible for the Tonys this year.
They are in trouble. That will that will never happen.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's very, very rare for Broadway shows to open, two Broadway shows to open on the same night. It creates a lot of logistical troubles for the celebrity press and the theater press. And also, most producers want their colleagues to have at least one night in the spotlight all to themselves. But this week, we actually have two. We have, as you said, Leap of Faith and Don't Dress for Dinner, which are opening Thursday night right under the deadline. And tonight, we have Ghost the Musical and The Lions, a play starring Linda Lavin, that are both opening tonight. So the way you squeeze basically seven shows into opening over 5 days just reflects this sort of rush to get right under the deadline, because the reality is Tony Awards help shows at the box office, help get them some visibility, and can really help shows at the box office when they win the best musical or best play Tony Award in June.
Now, is this new that we have this kind of glut of productions trying to get in under the deadline? I mean, the Tonys have been around for a long time.
Exactly. It's not new in modern times. It just the way that they are all coalescing at the end of April just stood out to me, having a week where two shows were opening on the same night two times during that same week, you know, sort of struck me. And it's also interesting looking forward to the summer. You know, you're going to have this influx of tourists in New York, like you have oftentimes an influx of tourists in London. And while the London tourists have shows that are really interesting, high-quality shows opening at theaters and in parks throughout the summer in New York, it's often just a dead time for new shows. They rarely open, and you really just have tourists left with going to Wicked and Lion King for the seventh time, which some of them are perfectly happy to do with their kids, but it's not exactly a year-round operation.
We're speaking with Patrick Healy, theater reporter for the New York Times. There is a glut of new shows opening in the next couple of days here in New York, as Patrick tells us, trying to meet the deadline of Thursday, April 26th, the final night for eligibility for the Tonys. Now, on Friday, we're going to be talking with Tracy Bennett. She portrays Judy Garland in the recently opened End of the Rainbow, which opened at the beginning of this month. And we're also going to hear now a clip from Nice Work If You Can Get It, which stars Matthew Broderick and Kelly O'Hara, and that opens this week.
When my heart strains, from the moment I saw him, I fell. Talk, talk, talk with the motor. Bump, bump, bump with the brake.
thump, thump, thump at my heartstrings. When he smiled, you could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Pass, pass, pass went the buzzer. Pop, pop, pop. And the
marvelous.
Wonderful is from the George and Ira Gershwin piece called Nice Work If You Can Get It with Matthew Broderick and Kelly O'Hara. We also heard Tracy Bennett channeling Judy Garland in Trolley Song from the recently opened End of the Rainbow. Nice Work If You Can Get It opens this week, one of seven major new productions on Broadway. Patrick Healy is theater reporter for the New York Times. Is this good for anybody, Patrick?
You know, it's good for the producers. The view is that to open a show so close to when the Tony nominations are decided and come out, which is going to be early next week, you have, you know, the highest possible visibility for the 25 people who pick shows that are going to be nominated for Tonys. You're fresh in their memory. Mm. The performances are fresh. And there were a few years recently where acclaimed productions that ran in the fall part of the season were completely forgotten by May when Tony time came around. And a lot of people thought, well, there was, yes, some tough competition. But the reality is people just had the memories of the strength of those performances had just faded quite a bit.
Is it kind of like Hollywood with the Oscars, where they, you know, their deadline is the end of the year, so you see all these things coming out at the end of December?
That's an excellent comparison, John. A lot of the prestige projects come out in Hollywood right toward the end so that they're remembered at Oscar time. But the thing is, Hollywood has rhythms to its season. It has very much a Memorial Day sort of mini season. It's got certainly the summertime season. There's sort of an early fall opening. When, you know, the weather is starting to get colder, mm-hmm. people are going to the theater this Thanksgiving. It has these points that are important, whereas Broadway is really kind of organized around the Tonys, which is what we're seeing right now, all these openings, and then around Thanksgiving and Christmas when the box office does really well.
You can read Patrick Healy's article, How Broadway Games the Tonys. There's a link to it on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Patrick is theater reporter for The New York Times. And Patrick, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed on this.
Thanks for having me on.
This is Soundcheck. Up next, in the 60s and 70s, bandleader Johnny Colon was at the forefront of a funky new sound called Boogaloo, and in a moment he'll tell us the story. And then later, a live performance from one of Brazil's finest singers. Paula Morellenbaum will join us on Soundcheck.
Esperando por nós dois, a este encontro eu não devo faltar.